Your uniqueness, your secret sauce is you. So the more that we can bring you back into alignment with yourself and who you are and what you want and what your purpose is in the world, that impact is just so widespread and it ripples out through the community. The reason that I do this belief work is because when we bring all of these women back into this, they have more impact, more power, more money. They make the world a better place.
Welcome to the Society Gal podcast, where trailblazing female entrepreneurs and creatives come together to spark change and build their dreams. This is where your passion meets purpose, and together, we're crafting a future where everyone has the tools to succeed.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Society Gal podcast. This is Dana here, your host, and we have our special guest, Siobhan, with us today. And we are speaking all about identity evolution. That's a really big thing, but there are some really awesome points. Siobhan's going to cover how to outgrow your old self, scaling, how to get to the next level and get rid of those things that are keeping us back and really step into the woman we are meant to be. So, Siobhan, so excited to have you. Tell us what you do. Tell us who you are. And then how did you get to where you are today?
Yeah, sure. I'm so excited to be here. Thank you so much for having me. So yeah, I'm Siobhan. I'm a mindset and business coach for women, mostly who run online businesses, but I have served a whole range of clients from singers to Pilates instructors and e-commerce and all kinds of things. And yeah, it's been a bit of a journey to get here. I definitely didn't think that I would ever be a coach. Even just a few, probably like 5 years ago, I would never have imagined that this is where I would be. When I was 10 years old, I was like, I want to be a marine biologist. It was the 90s and all little girls wanted to be a dolphin trainer or a marine biologist or some kind of like mermaid vibe job. And so from 10 to about 27 years old, that's what I focused on. That was my whole identity. I was like, I'm going to be a marine biologist. Went through school, did really well, went to uni, got the degree, did the honors degree, and then went out into the big wide world and tried to get a job. It didn't work out the way I had hoped it would. I was getting lots of casual jobs in tourism and wasn't getting anything that was really paying the bills. By the time I got to 25, I was like, this is not where I want to be right now. I want to start settling down in a sense, and I want to be able to pay for things like travel. And so I had like a bit of a moment of like, I'm not really sure what I'm going to do. And around the same time, I actually got offered to be part owner in a tourism company. So for 2.5 years, I ran a tourism company and I ended up walking away from that. And then I went into a huge identity crisis spiral and I was like, oh my gosh, if I'm not a marine biologist and I'm not a tourism operator, what in the world am I going to do? I was listening to all these podcasts of other women who were really successful in business. Because I had been running the business for 2.5 years, I was really looking for this one secret to success. What are they doing? What's the thing that's got them over the line? They all had different strategies. They all had different identities, backgrounds, everything. And the one thing that they had in common was mindset. And so I was like, I'm going to start like dabbling and diving into this more. That's when I did my coaching certification. I never set out doing the certification to become a coach, but by the end of that certification, I was blown away with all of the things that we can do in our mindset to help create the life and business we want and how much power it has over our success in our business. So that's what led me here. It was a wild ride, but I'm so glad that I'm here now. When I finished the certification, I thought so many other women need this. And that's why I became a coach. I've got this for myself now, and that's great, but I need to share this with other women so they can have the life and success they want to.
Awesome. That's so sweet. I always love to hear the stories because we always think we're going to be something and then life just switches us up and then we're like, who are we? Worked so hard to be that one thing. I think letting go of that is a whole difficult process in of itself, especially like our generation was raised with, you go to college, you get your one job, you retire, and that's your life. So change almost has a taboo to it. Like, you're changing paths, you're not going to be successful. It's really cool that you were able to take that step, even though it was a really hard one to make.
Absolutely. It's like this perception of you've given up or you've failed, and whether that's an internal pressure that you've placed on yourself or other people saying that you need to go down this kind of traditional route. And you get to a point and you're like, at what point do we have that behavioral flexibility to be able to change? But when it's attached to your identity, which is what happened to me, it's quite hard to shift on your own. And it does really feel like this dark place for me. I call it a dark night of the soul. I went into this hugely dark place of like, I don't even know who I am anymore. I had to question, what do I like and what don't I like? I loved marine biology. And I'm like, I can't have that anymore necessarily. So what other things do I like? And can I just love the ocean and love marine conservation and animals in and not attach meaning of a career to it? So yeah, a lot to unpack.
I mean, it also allows us to explore different parts of ourselves that we didn't know was there.
Absolutely.
So cool to see in your story, right? Like you have this whole other part to yourself to teach and to help other people, to help other women. Yeah. That is a whole other part of yourself that you wouldn't have discovered otherwise if you stayed in one career.
And that's the danger in our business too. Sometimes we make it our whole identity and then we forget that we're so many other things and that we get to play and we get to live this beautiful life and that we're amazing friends and amazing mums and all of these things. And we just like solely focus on the business sometimes, especially in the early days. You've got your blinders on and you're like, I'm going to do this. It really becomes a deep, deep part of you. We have to be a little bit careful about what comes after the word I am. That's your identity. So just be careful what you're saying after those words, because it creates everything in your life, all of your results, your reality.
That's so good. I love that. We have to be open to change. And even in the online business world, we kind of feel like we have to stick to one thing and be known for one thing. We're seeing our personal brands evolving and developing as we are, because it's really hard to coach and teach people something when you're not embodying it yourself. So when us as a person are growing out of a new chapter, we have to be okay moving along that path, because that's where we'll be most powerful.
When you're grounded in who you really are and you're not trying to be someone else. I'm passionate about helping women change and move through that. As you said, the personal brand thing at the moment in this current time, personal brand is like your bread and butter, because you could then do anything. You can switch it up and you can change what you do and it's not really going to matter. Yes, you will lose some people, but a lot of people buy from a person and trust that person. So having that personal brand is really powerful in this current time.
Even seeing people who are really famous now, and you have those fans that are like, oh, I loved it. I followed them from when they were on YouTube, when they were 10 years old, you know, and they got to follow along with that person. Now they're 30 or something. And there's people that will stick with you that long because they just
absolutely
love who you are, but you've changed as an artist or you've changed as a creative, but you stuck to your values. I think that's why people stay, because you stuck to who you are and you stuck to your values and they align with those same ones. So I love that. I always loved it that you shared that 100%. Part of your journey. So let's talk about getting to the next level, like outgrowing our current self. I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that are feeling something needs to change, something's going to happen, but they don't know like what that is, right? So why do so many women feel like they're doing everything right? Like, I feel like a lot of us have this resistance, right? Like, we're like, okay, I feel like I'm doing everything right, but we're still not scaling to the next thing, almost like doing as much work as possible, but something's just hitting a wall. So like, why does that happen?
Yeah, absolutely. So the main answer is that our subconscious mind controls 90% of our results and outcomes. Mm-hmm. And because it's subconscious, we're not consciously aware of it and we're not aware of what's going on in there. So we really need to go into those layers. This is why mindset is so important, to unpack that, because otherwise you're not going to get the results that you want. Firstly, going back a step though, there is often a level of consistency that is needed before things will happen in your life. So we've got to really balance that you do have to be a little bit consistent in a certain place before, you know, that snowball effect happens. But if you've been doing it for a long time and you continually hit this income ceiling, or you're continually not getting clients, or you're continually getting kind of what I like to call vampire clients, you know, the ones that you don't really want to work with. If there's this pattern playing out, usually that's your subconscious. We have to start to really look at what our beliefs are. And this can play out in different ways. We can procrastinate. We can avoid certain tasks. Like if you know that something is going to move the needle in your business, but then 6 months later, you still haven't done the thing, we have to start asking why. So that's a really good place to start, is ask why you haven't done the thing that you know is going to create the result, and really dig down and keep asking why, because there's so many layers to it. For example, when I work with my clients, say that someone comes to me and says, I'm not showing up on social media, or I want to grow my social media. And we start looking into why they haven't grown their social media yet. Maybe they're not posting, they're not showing up, or they're not showing their face. Okay, why aren't you showing your face? Oh, because it makes me uncomfortable. Why does it make you uncomfortable? Oh, because I feel like I'm going to get haters. Okay, what would happen if you got haters? Why is that a bad thing? Well, because it doesn't feel very good. You know, it reminds me of when I got teased when I was in primary school. And then we're like, okay, here's this deeper layer. We've got this fear of judgment we need to release. I would say journaling is a great tool. Sometimes journaling sounds a bit fluffy and people are like, ugh, but it's really asking those deeper questions. When your conscious mind starts to become aware of what's been hiding in the subconscious, even just bringing it to that conscious awareness starts to change things. And then that's when the results and your behaviors and everything else starts to change. So yeah, the missing link is definitely mindset in this situation, where you feel like you're doing all the things right and you've been doing it for so long, but you're still not seeing those results. There's usually something sneaky happening in the subconscious.
Yeah, I really like how you talked about your beliefs. What do you believe right now? Because like we talked about earlier, your alignment of values within your business and embodying what you do and being secure in what you believe. But if you don't know what you believe, then how can you be that secure in something? And I think when a lot of women are trying to get to the next level, there's newer values or stronger values or stronger beliefs that maybe you're not leaning all the way into yet. Or there you've slowly been leaning into them, but you haven't fully got to that. And I think we often as women look at man-based strategies, or like how a man strategizes and does things that's very do, and tangible. And what we're talking about right now, what you're speaking to, is like intuition and really like connecting to that, which is our superpower as women.
Yes, absolutely. This is why I work with women predominantly, because we are in a man's world, unfortunately. And I love to change
our baby businesses in history.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. And look how far we've come in such a short time with the rights and things we didn't have. I heard someone say that the other day and I was mind blown. I was like, you know, say like 100 years, how much has changed for women and how much we've been able to achieve. Like,
50.
Imagine what we're going to be able to do. Goodness. Yeah, in another 100, 50, exactly. Just winding back to our beliefs and our values, though, if you have never seen the hierarchy of change, I would recommend Googling it. It's a pyramid. And basically, at the bottom, we've got our environment. Then we've got behaviors, capability, beliefs and values, identity, and our purpose, spirituality, connectedness, however you want to describe that top level. So anything that you do and change in the above levels trickles down to the bottom. So the problem that we have is that your strategy, for example, or your marketing from a masculine perspective, is really only down at those bottom two layers, at the behavior and environment. Yes, that will cause results if you do it consistently, but you're not going to be consistent if you don't believe that you can show up consistently. Or, for example, let's just do money because it's an easy kind of example. If you've never made six figures in your business before, whether that's months or years, then it's hard to believe that that's possible for you. So you really have to train your brain to believe it, because you're not currently acting in the behavior and the environment level as a six-figure business owner. So we can start to do things like increase your ad spend or start going to masterclasses that are surrounding with those people. If you don't change that belief at the middle level or your identity where it's like, I am a multi six figure business owner, then eventually these identity and beliefs are going to start to make your behavior and environment like not consistent with that six figure belief because you just aren't there yet. So there's a bit of a balance of growing the muscle. This is why affirmations actually do work, because the repetition in your brain eventually seeps into your subconscious, affirming that, yes, I am this type of person. Visualization is a great one because your brain doesn't know the difference between when you're visualizing or when it's actually happening. If you can just spend that time, whether you meditate or visualize or hypnosis, spend that time, your subconscious will again start to really believe and move through the world like you are that person. So I'd really recommend looking up that hierarchy of change, because once you see it and you're like, if I just can change some of these beliefs, then everything else underneath starts to change and I actually get the results that I want.
I love that. It trickles into everything. I mean, your energy and how you show up in your marketing, in your sales calls, like all those things in your business, it shows up. And if you're not aligned with it, that shows up too. Yeah. Hard for people to believe
that. And that comes back to our communication as well. Most of our communication, it's like 93% or something, is not our words. So only like 7% is our words. Part of it is our tone. But if you don't believe, say on the sales call, you don't believe that you can get this person over the line, or you don't believe that person has the money to invest in your product, your tone starts to inflect and go at the end like a question, and then people start to not believe you. Whereas if you say it in a statement, keeping that tone and putting a full stop on the end, the person is interpreting all of that stuff, your body language, like everything. And there is that really insubstantial vibe. If you don't back yourself or your product or believe in that other person, then yeah, it's not going to be creating the results that you want to create.
Yeah. Yeah. And fulfillment and all those things. Yeah. It's reminded me a lot of what we talked about before, maybe on the other call, but I'm a wedding photographer and I've been doing weddings for many years that are very, let's see, as a photographer, you're posing the couple and there's the shot list and the details. I've leaned a lot towards documentary style, which is very hands-off. I'm very hands-off anyways. And then I did weddings this year, a few weddings, like three in a row. And I'm like, you know, I'm not doing that anymore. I said, I'm doing total photojournalistic. And yeah. I know there's couples out there that don't want any post portraits whatsoever. And they just want me to be there in the background, let them be present. When I write my marketing and sales, everything's just, it's so easy to write. Everything's easy to post about. There's no pressure. Like there's no icky feeling. That's really cool when you talk about this, because there's like a release of, I can finally step into this full belief. I'm not accommodating to what the industry is doing or what other people are doing, which I think a lot of us have issues with, right? What everyone else is doing to be successful, you know, I want to be, this is my value, this is what I believe in, let me lean into this. And then you feel so sure and confident. And when you talk about writing, it's like writing is such a great exercise because it helps you so much. Like writing anything, writing marketing pieces, writing journaling, man, it's like that really gets your beliefs out. Like, what do I believe in? What do I want to tell people? I think the art of writing in a way has become like no one wants to do it anymore.
Yeah. It seems like a bit of a chore sometimes.
We're not doing it all the time.
Yeah. And even myself, sometimes I'll avoid the journaling. And that's a thing in itself. Why are you avoiding the journaling? Like, why are you avoiding facing what it is that you need to change to get what you want? But what we're talking about is coming into alignment. And this is really what I'm so passionate about. Your uniqueness, your secret sauce is you. So the more that we can bring you back into alignment with yourself and who you are and what you want and what your purpose is in the world, that impact is just so widespread and it ripples out through the community. The reason that I do this belief work is because when we bring all of these women back into this, they have more impact, more power, more money. They make the world a better place. I love when a woman really steps back into herself, because we've had so many things outside of ourselves telling us why we can't, why we shouldn't, why we need to do it a certain way, why we need to hustle. This society isn't really set up for us. It's really about blocking all of that out and coming back into ourselves.
And the resistance is gone. Like, it's pretty night and day. I think there's a lot of people out there that are like, I don't know if I am on the right path. Personally, I'm like, when you know, you know. When I make a switch, I'm like, oh my gosh, I was there the whole time. But wow, everything else I did before, why was there so much resistance? Well, it's because I wasn't totally in this place.
Yeah. You're not pushing it uphill anymore. It doesn't feel hard to show up. It's just that ease, alignment, flow. And your brain gets into that flow state. So things come way easier.
Before you touched on this a little bit when we were talking about this, but about the role of the subconscious mind in our business success. So I know you talked about like a lot of what we're doing basically is all unconscious, which is kind of crazy. But can you touch a little bit more about that, of how important it is? Like, what role does it play, and like how important it is to our like success in business and life?
Hey, this is Dana from Society Gal, and I wanted to take a quick break to tell you about the Society Gal Academy, the exclusive membership that helps entrepreneurs like you launch, grow, and scale your business. Join weekly expert-led workshops, access to on-demand courses, and connect with a supportive network of go-getters just like you. Are you ready to elevate your business? Visit Society Gal Academy today.
Yeah, studies have shown it's about 90% of your subconscious mind playing out and creating the results that you're getting. So even if you can just come back to that one thought, the reason I need to do this mindset work or this belief work or do the journaling or the visualization is because it's 90% of our outcome. Whether we like it or not, this is happening. How it relates to our business. Businesses are us, especially for sole traders. A lot of us are freelancing, running our business on our own, or have a small team. So our stuff is resonating out through this, you know, this whole thing. So what I will say as well is that your willpower, you know, you can be really strong willpower. You can do the things that make you uncomfortable, but eventually it's going to fade. And this is why when people start out at the gym and they say, yes, I'm going to do this, they buy their cute gym outfit, their headphones, a water bottle, and they sign up for a gym membership. They start to go for maybe 4 weeks, 6 weeks, but eventually something happens and they stop going. That's because of those higher levels. They either don't have the capability, so they rock up and they're like, this is intimidating, I don't know how to use that machine, so they avoid that machine. They haven't gone and actually learned the skill, so there is a skills level in here as well. Or it's that you don't believe you are the type of person that goes to the gym. You know, these people that live at the gym, right? That's because that's at their identity and their belief level. They know they're the type of person that's going to show up each and every day to go to the gym. That's a tangible example of how it plays out in your life. The same thing is happening in your business. We can try to use willpower and self-motivate, but if there is something at those high levels, eventually it's going to kind of unravel what we're doing with your goals. And we talked about writing just before. This is an amazing example of why you should write things down. You're actually 42% more likely to achieve your goals if you write it down. That came from a Harvard study. And that to me is an insane stat. Even just from saying, like, I'm going to make six figures this year, you're 42% more likely. And I always get my clients to sign things because that's like a commitment. That's telling your subconscious, like, I'm committed to making this happen. So that's another layer that you can add. And then all those other tools that I mentioned, if you start to like put all these together, it will start to override anything that's happening in your subconscious and you'll get what you want out of your business. So anything that you can do to talk to your subconscious mind, we mentioned a few before, journaling, visualizing, hypnosis, meditation. There's something called tapping or EFT. If you've heard of that before, you can go on YouTube. That's really good to release beliefs or heavy emotions that you're working through. And then, of course, what I do, which is neuro-linguistic programming, and that's talking directly to the subconscious mind. So we do things like timeline work. So we store all of our beliefs on a timeline and we can actually go back and change how the belief looks in our brains so that we no longer believe that or it no longer has a hold over us. This work is just so powerful and why everyone needs to know about it.
Awesome. It seems like the tapping in is a consistent thing. A lot of us are about big gestures, that one big thing that's going to kind of make things better. But it's same thing in like marriage. I was just talking to someone about this. Marriage, all the studies around marriage, all about these little tiny, little miniature things throughout the day that make the biggest difference in a marriage. And so it's same thing with our daily thing, right? When we're talking about meditation or writing, it's like the practice of doing it every day, the practice of having space, even just for silence. Meditation could look like so many things. Just having that space to be quiet and listen to your thoughts without being on social media or reading a book or listening to a podcast, listening to somebody else, and like the outward things, that space.
Because what that's going to do is that quietens your monkey mind. So the monkey mind is the one that's telling you all these things that you need to do. I need to send the email. I need to do the thing. I need to check my social media. Da, 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 da. And it's going on and on. If you can do anything to center and ground, we did speak about bringing yourself back to alignment, bringing yourself back to yourself. I like to talk to my higher self. So that's that next level version of you. So if we're talking about how to unlock your next level, what is your higher self doing? So if you can do anything, any of those tasks that bring you back to yourself or your higher self, then that's going to start to change everything. You don't have to do all of those things. It can be overwhelming to be like, oh, now I have to journal and I have to meditate and I have to like do all these things. No, you absolutely don't have to. And I don't even do those things every single day, but I do have things that I prefer different times. So for example, I love to meditate or do hypnosis, and I do those most mornings or evenings. I skip days. It's fine. It doesn't matter. It's all good. For me, that's where I feel really tapped in. For other people, it will be journaling. When I get heightened in emotion, I go to the tapping and start to release and get more into the EFT. Different things for different situations and different people. We are all different. We are all unique. We all do better in certain modalities. If I could give you some advice about tapping into your mindset, it would be to try things. Try journaling. Did you enjoy it? Okay, let's try do it a couple of times a week now. Did you try tapping and didn't really like tapping? That's totally fine. Leave it. Do another thing. So yeah, find what works for you.
Yeah. Yeah. And just having the space for that. I think that's so important. I mean, whatever it is, having a space that, you know, at this time, I know I'm going to be available. I know, like, I have a family, I have a bunch of kids, and I'm like, okay, I know this time and this time.
I will have
something for myself, whatever it is, it's going to be open for something.
And if you're like, you know, if you're a busy mom or we're all busy entrepreneurs, if the calendar blocking works for you, do the calendar blocking. But somehow give yourself a reminder that this is important and you want to prioritize it.
Awesome. Let's talk about things that are holding us back. In what ways can holding on to outdated identity, things that are not serving us anymore, and how can that really like sabotage us from getting to where we want to be?
If you keep operating from your old beliefs and your old habits, you're just going to recreate the results that you've already got. This is why we hit these income ceilings or play out these patterns, because we're not doing anything different. We're not changing anything in our subconscious. So we're just going to continue to get the same results. So we need to create safety in our next level. And that's what we've been talking about, is all of those visualizations. Another one, if you do prefer the writing and the journaling, is to future pace in your journaling. So that's what I really love to do when I journal. I'll pretend I'm my future self and I say, it is now 12 months from now and I have this beautiful house or this amazing car or the six-figure months or whatever it is that I'm trying to call in. I'll start to journal on those specific things. And if you can be really specific, that helps too. So your subconscious mind will really resonate with the specificity. So we need to create that safety. So if you're feeling emotionally dysregulated at your next level, that's our first flag. If you're looking at your current client intake or your current income and you're trying to get to that next level, I would first ask yourself, how does that feel? If you hit that one six-figure month or year, how does that feel in your body right at this second? Our body will tell us straight away. That intuition will come up. You'll start to either feel really excited and lit up, or you'll feel really neutral. Neutrality is really good because it means that your subconscious is like, yeah, cool. You've got this. We know we're solid in this. But if you're feeling uncomfortable, if you're feeling resistance, then there's something there. So we really need to start creating that safety. You're going to need the support and systems, and there's certain behaviors, as we spoke about, that you're going to have to do or systems that you're going to have to implement to get to your next level. Usually we already know what this is because our higher self or our next level self already has all of the answers. So we usually go externally and we start to ask people, what are you doing? What's that person doing? Or on our social media, we're comparing ourselves to other people. Come back and ask yourself, what did she do to get there? And that there's going to be a few actions that pop up. For me, guesting on podcasts or creating my own podcast has been something that consistently comes up when I think about my next level. She's doing that. She's just rocking up and doing it. And it's amazing. I'm consistently trying to reach out and guest on podcasts because I know that that's what's going to cause that catapult into that next level. So we need to figure out what does the next level look like, creating safety there, putting the systems and behaviors in place, and then all of a sudden you're going to be there without even realizing. If we have an outdated version of our identity, it's not going to get there. It will be sabotaged, unfortunately. But we don't have to be scared of it. It's going to play out regardless. You are always going to get to your next level. It's just how fast you want to get there. As entrepreneurs, we want things now. We're like, let's make it happen. Let's get to the next level and the next level. It is important to celebrate every level, but we do want it fast. If you want the fast route, this is the way you will make it happen. You will build that evidence that you're that person and create the results that you want. The identity and the beliefs, that's where it's going to happen quickly for you.
It's interesting how when we think of it being quick, we focus on the wrong things. Yes. I think there's a lot of that, right? We're like, we want it quick, quick, quick. But the action we're taking is not aligned with those two things you just said, which is like the beliefs and what was the other thing you said?
Beliefs and identity, yeah.
The identity. We don't focus on those things. I think those are harder to face in a lot of ways, right?
Yes.
Things that come up when we look at those. And when we focus on someone else's strategy or the new coaches, this is the one strategy to get you here. It almost pulls us away and makes it slower.
Yep.
So when you say fast-paced in this way, it's actually more slow and peaceful this way to let it come through. But I think there needs to be space to feel those things and to look at those things. But I think you almost have to be slower to feel those things to get to where you actually need to be. It's faster. That fast, quick pace, I think it's somewhere quickly, but is it the place you need to be?
Yeah.
So.
I think it's like that arrow analogy, that pulling back to shoot forward. If you just do the strategy, you're just continually taking these little steps forward and forward. Yes, you will eventually get there. But the mindset stuff is like, we look at this kind of sometimes uncomfortable or hard stuff because it's deep in our subconscious. It's usually something from childhood or teenage or even generational and past life, if that's what you believe in. If you don't take that moment to look at it, reflect, heal it a little bit, and change the way that we see it and get the lessons from it or have your subconscious mind looking at it, reframing it in a different way, then we can't shoot forward. And it's going to be that. And that's when people say, when you hear about in the spiritual world, especially this quantum leaping.
Mm-hmm.
So from this perspective, from a mindset perspective, that is where your quantum leap happens because you've healed all that stuff and now you're operating from a completely different place. And that's why the results are so quick.
Yeah, not keeping a new strategy with an old identity, I think, is where we get a little stuck. So I love that.
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay, so I would love for you to share an experience you had with a client. I always love to hear some, and a lot of listeners hear a real experience that you've had with a client to make it more, more relatable to who's listening. So tell us a little bit more about a client that you've taken through this process.
Yeah. So recently I had a client and she ran a private Pilates studio and she came in and she's like, she knew that the mindset piece was the thing that she was looking for. Sometimes with my clients, they do come in thinking it's this strategy issue. And I do work in the strategy as well, because I have about 7 years marketing experience at this point. But she came in and knew it was the mindset piece. She had this really heavy self-doubt and quite low self-worth. And she had a lot of people pleasing showing up. She was just trying to keep the peace and be liked and didn't want to cause waves or have anyone react negatively. she was coming off the back of some big life changes around career. This identity stuff was coming up because she had been a professional dancer for a long time. And then the career had ended. She was moving in this different direction, which she knew was the right place. And she wanted to do that. But there was a bit of misalignment happening in her subconscious. Really, the goal at a business and strategy level was to get more clients. She had clients and just working in a few different locations. She didn't really want to travel to some of the locations anymore. So she wanted to increase her clients in a specific location to create more ease and freedom in her life. We're focusing on increasing her clients and resolving this self-doubt and low self-worth. We did a lot of timeline work where we go back on the timeline and we change some of these beliefs. We also do something where we change what are called submodalities. So this is the way a belief looks in your subconscious mind. A belief that's true, for example, the sun will rise tomorrow, you know, something like that we know is really solid. We know that's going to happen. When we close our eyes, we actually get a picture. If you're a visual person, you'll get a picture or you might get a feeling. You'll get some kind of representation of how this belief looks. When we compare that to something that we don't yet believe, so for example, if it was clients, it was, I can attract 6 new clients into my business. That might not feel true yet. And it actually looks a little bit different when we compare it to a belief that really is true. We change the way that the belief looks so that it matches what we already believe. And that seals it in. It really locks it into our subconscious mind. And it makes us deeply believe in this new belief that we didn't yet believe. So we did a lot of that work as well. And basically what ended up happening was she 3X'd her clients. So she got rid of some of her clients at her other location. She 3X'd her clients in just a couple of months. So this was over 3 months that we worked together. She just felt so secure in who she was and her services. And she kept saying to me, Siobhan, I just feel like it's like water off a duck's back. Everything just felt like it was like just flowing. She just didn't, you know, just wasn't bothering her anymore. Whereas before she was really worried about, you know, if I tell my clients at this other location that I'm not going to be there anymore, how are they going to react? So I always ask my clients at the start when we work together, how confidently do you believe that you can have your dream business? At the start, she was a 3 out of 10. When we finished, she was a 9 out of 10. So I had done my job really well and she was able to go out and do what she really wanted to do without any of that external pressure or stress happening in her mind. So yeah, that was a really amazing transformation. It happens so quickly. Trust me when I say this work is so fast and results happen so quickly.
That's awesome. Yeah, so cool to see. I mean, someone who's so accomplished already, right? We don't see that side, but I feel like this work does so well with people who have something. It's there, like something's working. When you just make that little shift, you know, when you, especially someone who's been in the business already a certain amount of years, you have like this data enough to make a shift. But it's like with all this data you have or with all this business you built, like that client you're talking about, you know, what is the next step? And so it's so cool how you had her tune in like a radio, tune into the right frequency, all that other noise, and really just like step into that confidently. How cool is that? A beautiful story.
So good. And like most of my clients, we're all really big dreamers and we're really good at what we do. And there's just sometimes a few little things that need tweaking for us to be able to get to that next level. I love helping women do that.
I think we talked before in our notes, you said you love to help women unlock the next level. And I was like, that's perfect. That's definitely what you do.
Yeah. Unlock your next level, whether it's clients, your income, or your impact. If you want bigger impact, more visibility, those opportunities flowing in, whatever it is that lights you up, that's probably what I'm so passionate about. Like, what is it for you? Because what it is for you is different for what it is for me. Some people want, you know, business class flights to the Maldives. I'd love that. But some people just want a simpler life with a farm, chickens and things. Whatever your version is, that's what I want to help you get.
I love that. Thank you, Siobhan. I'm sharing all of this. I could just tell how much knowledge and passion you have to light that fire a little brighter for people to make it simple. It just seems like you make it very simple. When people, we do it alone. It seems so hard to do it alone. We were never meant to be on this earth alone. We were always meant to do it with each other. I totally believe in that we are so much better together. It's amazing the work that you're doing with other women to team up with them and get their light a little brighter and get them to their next steps. Thank you so much for being on here today. Please share any last words you want to tell our listeners and then tell everybody where we can find you as well.
If you can take one thing away, working on your mindset is definitely going to help you create the results you want anytime things are feeling hard. And if you need support, find someone, you know, come hang out with me or find someone that, you know, you align with can support you because, yeah, it is hard to see your own stuff sometimes. Even I have my own coaches that I work with. Our subconscious likes to create blind spots. So it's great to have someone reflect things back to you and help you move through that. If you want to hang out, Instagram is definitely where I spend most of my time. I'm at shes.abundant. And if you head over to my website at shesabundant.com/freebies, I have a little something for you there. I'd love to connect with you. So shoot me a DM and let's chat.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for being on here today. Thank you so much, Siobhan.
Thank you. Bye.